We're going to talk to bring up Dr. DeBay, Noah. Hi, Joe, you on?
Yes, Dr. Benigni, how are you?
Great. It's so good to hear from you. Of course, I haven't seen you lately, but I've followed your career, and you're to be congratulated. I know you were doing quite a bit of writing for one of the local magazines for quite a while, and you have a big practice. You were kind enough to call me when you happened to hear we had a show and someone asked about creatine and creatinine, so you sent me one of your articles. So first of all, let's answer the question with regards to that caller. No, you know what? Before we let me backtrack a little. Why don't you just tell us briefly about creatine?
Okay, first of all, let me just thank you for having me on your show. It's excellent. And the testing I hear you talk about is cutting edge. I really encourage everyone to come and see you.
Thank you.
For an evaluation.
I need the business.
Okay. So we'll talk about the basics of creatine?
Yeah, what is it and what does it do? And then we'll talk about, you know, this business of how it affects renal function.
Okay. Well, I think anyone who has, the average person who has any knowledge of creatine at all probably thinks of it as a nutritional supplement in the class of a steroid that athletes use.
Right, a bodybuilding supplement.
Something that's unsafe. Something that can damage your kidney. I think that's the common belief, but that's definitely a misconception. Creatine is a naturally occurring compound. The body makes it every day. And it's derived from certain foods in the diet. Creatine occurs in meats, in fish and steak, and other meats. Creatine is an energy molecule.
Right.
It's derived from three amino acids, arginine, glycine, and methionine. And it's critical for energy production.
Right.
ATP is the body's energy currency. And all metabolic functions require energy.
Especially muscles. Isn't that true, Joe?
Yeah, creatine is primarily concentrated in the muscle. 95% of the body's creatine is in the muscle. You also find it in other tissues, including the brain and the heart and the endothelial cells, the cells that line the blood vessels and the smooth muscle cells as well.
Mm-hmm.
And when ATP starts to run down, creatine helps to recharge the ATP.
Right.
So it increases energy levels. When it comes to muscle, it's particularly effective for the first 5 to 10 seconds of very intense contraction, like you'd see in weight training.
Right. Now, and it's also good for brain function, right?
Oh, yeah. There's in the past few years, there's been a lot of interesting research on brain function.
Right. So tell us, what do you use it in your practice on a day-to-day basis? In non-bodybuilders. I know your office is at a couple of gyms, right?
Yeah, I have an office in New York Health and Racquet Club in Great Neck.
Right.
And Bally's Total Fitness out in Lake Grove,
okay.
In Suffolk. And I can use creatine with a patient, an elderly woman with osteoporosis, because there have been studies showing that creatine increases bone mineral content and it reduces bone breakdown.
Okay, how about fatigue?
Oh, yeah, definitely in fatigue and mental fatigue. But when it comes to the brain, the studies are really very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
One study found reduced mental fatigue,
right,
and improved performance. Another study found improved IQ and working memory from taking creatine.
Right.
Another study was done with sleep-deprived individuals, and creatine was found to improve mood and cognitive and psychomotor performance.
Mm-hmm. So how about do you use it in people, in your patients that are tired? Use it routinely?
Yeah, I use creatine along with a bunch of other nutrients.
Yeah.
During the break, I heard advertisements for ribose. Ribose is one of the other good energy nutrients.
Yeah, that's one of my key nutrients for fatigue and for fibromyalgia and for also cardiac disease. By the way, I might interrupt the second show and let my audience know, on August 20th, I have Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum coming on. He's the director of the Chronic Fatigue Centers of America. He has a new book out, Fatigue 1-2-3, and he's going to come on. He's going to talk about NT factor. He's going to talk about D-ribose. He's going to talk about CoQ10. And you know what? I think I'm going to ask him too about creatine. I'm glad you came on, Joe. What dosage do you use?
I usually use 3 to 5 grams a day.
Mm-hmm.
If someone's in a hurry to see results, I have them use maybe 5 grams 4 times a day for about 5 days or so.
Do you use it as, in a powder form?
Yeah, the powder is much more convenient. Otherwise, you're talking about a lot of capsules.
Yeah, they have liquid creatine too, right?
Yes, yeah, so studies have found that liquid creatine is not stable.
Oh, really?
It breaks.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty worthless, really.
Mm-hmm. Now, don't the body? You know, I used to do quite a bit of bodybuilding. I kind of cut back lately. I had an injury, and I know you were involved too. But don't the bodybuilders do it to kind of volumize their muscles?
That's one of the effects of creatine. It increases intracellular water, which is a healthy thing. You know, with aging, the cells lose water.
Right.
One of the effects of creatine is to increase intracellular water, but it does a lot more than that. It actually increases protein synthesis and increases the size of the muscle fiber when you combine it with weight training. Yeah.
And isn't it good for, say, muscle fatigue after working out, too?
Yes, it improves recovery from exercise.
Yeah, it's great. Tell us about the stories with the creatinine and the renal impairment. I think that is kind of a misjudgment. I think there was a couple of cases in Europe years ago in wrestlers, but there was some complicating factors involved in that.
Yeah, the literature, let me just say the creatine has more safety data on it than any other performance-enhancing compound. And the research has not found any problem with the kidneys. I think the problem comes about from people misinterpreting some lab test results. Mm-hmm. Creatine is converted to creatinine.
Right.
That's where creatinine comes from the body's creatine.
Right.
The more creatine there is in the body, the higher the creatinine is going to be. So I'm sure you've probably noticed a large male will tend to have a higher blood creatinine than a small woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do, as a matter of fact. You're right.
Yeah. Creatinine is...
And I take a lot of protein.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Creatinine is filtered by the kidneys, eliminated in the urine. Mm-hmm. When there's kidney failure, creatinine builds up in the blood.
Right.
But another reason for an elevated creatinine is if there's just more creatine to be converted to creatinine.
Right.
And when people supplement creatine, their creatinine goes up. It doesn't mean that there's any problem with the kidney.
Mm-hmm.
It's just there's more raw material to make the creatinine.
Does it go to dangerous levels?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
I had a patient, world champion powerlifter. He bench pressed 550, drug-free, using creatine.
Yeah.
And he had to pay higher premiums for his life insurance because his blood creatinine was higher.
There's
nothing wrong with his kidneys. It was just from taking creatine.
You know, Joe, that's beautiful. You cleared up a lot of things. Why don't you just tell us a little bit about your practice? And, you know, maybe my, you're very unique in that you've studied nutrition. You're beyond a medical nutritionist because you're also into fitness. Tell us a little bit about the things that you see and where people can reach you.
Okay. Well, I'm a board-certified nutritionist. I do a lot of functional medicine testing, a lot of specialized lab tests. By the way, on the subject of creatine, when I test people for amino acid levels, I often see that they're lacking in the building blocks of creatine.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, vegetarians get lower levels of creatine from their diet, so they should really be supplementing. I see people with all kinds of conditions. One thing we didn't touch on is insulin resistance.
Mm-hmm.
And you wrote a book on metabolic syndrome.
Right.
You know how widespread this problem is. Creatine in conjunction with exercise has been found to improve glucose tolerance and improve insulin sensitivity. So I see people with all kinds of symptoms and conditions.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody would like to reach me, best number is 516-829-1515.
And we'll keep that number in the office. Joe, thanks for coming on. It's great to hear from you. You know, we should be doing more together because we're both kind of in a parallel field, and we should be doing some work together.
I agree. I've sent some patients to you recently.
Yeah.
I'll be sending more after
hearing
your
show. Why don't you stop in? We should, you know, perhaps develop some type of integrated practice because I know you're on target. I see what you're doing.
Yeah, likewise, Dr.
Okay,
D.
Yeah, come and say hello to me.
I will, thank you.
All right, thanks for coming on. What's your number again?
516-829-1515.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot, Joe.
Thank you so
much. Sorry I have to run. We can devote more time to it, maybe another time. Okay, back live with the Heart Show. Joe, I've known a long time. He's a very knowledgeable nutritionist and very dedicated. And we go back a long, long way. I was happy that he sent me that article.